Shalom, shalom, and welcome back to another exciting episode of our continuing Shiurim in the Sefer Likutei Moharan. We're currently in the third Torah, about to dive into that wondrous happening that Rabbi Nachman brought down from the Gemara, where Rabbah Bar Bar Chana watched a huge frog eat a huge village that was then swallowed by a huge serpent, which was then swallowed by a raven, and then the raven went up on a tree, and Rabbah Bar Bar Chana said, "Whoa! Look how big and strong that tree must be." As is his custom, what Rabbi Nachman is about to do is not only break open the story to let us know the deeper depths of what exactly is going on with this happening of Rabbah Bar Bar Chana, but also to connect it to the idea of music, the idea that he presented in this particular Torah of a menagen rasha, of an evil singer, and how being involved with an evil singer is bad for one's avodas Hashem, for one's connection to God, and being involved with a menagen kosher, with a kosher singer, a person who wants to build you, a person who wants to connect you, a person who wants to bring the glory of Hashem to the world. So that's tremendous for your avodas Hashem. Let's see what's about to happen. Here we go. Zesha Amar Rabbah Bar Bar Chana. And this is what Rabbah Bar Bar Chana said. Ledidi chazi li hahia krukta, that I myself, I saw this frog. Perish Rashbam, Tzifardeya. Rashbam tells us that it is a frog. We saw that earlier. Hainu, namely, check this out. Tzipur Deya. He splits up. Rabbi Nachman splits up the word Tzifardeya to two words. One that is Tzipur, which means bird, and Deya, which means knowledge or understanding. Ki Akra de Hagronya, because this place called Hagronya, Milashan Kra Begaron, that this place, you can open up the name of the city, and it's as if you're saying, calls out in the throat. Hainu Shebenegina Nimsheches Mimenu, namely because this is where the song comes from. It comes from one's throat. Ve'akra da Agronia, Kama Havi Shitin Bate, that how big was this city? It's Shitin Bate, it's 60 houses. Hainu Al Yidei Mash Tetaken Bebechinas Kra Begaron. That namely, through what, how can we fix the callings out of the throat? Most specifically speaking about dealing with a menagen rasha, when you're involved with negative music, how does one fix the damage that was caused by involving oneself with this negative music? Al yidei shitin bate, through 60 houses. Hainu al yidei shitin masechtas, specifically through the 60 Masechtas of Shas, through learning all of the Talmud, one can come to fix the challenges of one's involvement with negative music. Uperish Rashbam, Talmuda Ka'amarla. And the Rashbam there, as we learned before, teaches us that this is what the Talmud says. Namely, says Rabbi Nachman, Sheyilmad Talmud, that one should learn Talmud. Continuing to dive deeper into the story, Asatanina Bala, that came the serpent and swallowed the frog. Uferish Rush, and the Rush says, Rabba Kamarla, that Rabba said this. What does this mean, according to Rabbi Nachman? Hainu alidei sheyilmad shelo lishma yivla oisam hanachash. That when you're learning shelo lishma, when you're learning Torah for the wrong reasons, then the nachash, the serpent, the yetzer hara, the evil inclination, the other side, will come and take your Torah. Meaning the Torah no longer belongs to you. It's no longer your mitzvah. It gets sucked up in, God forbid, the Sitra Achra, the other side, and gives power to that Malchus HaRasha'a, V'zeh Perish Rashbam. And this is when the Rashbam comments, as we saw earlier, Rabba Ka'amarla, Hainu Alidei Sheyilmud Bishvil Shizkari Rabbi, that the Rashbam was letting us know, specifically, that Rabba said this, because the word Rabba, he was referring to a particular Talmudic personality, but also that this word Rabba is hinting to a person desiring to be called Rav. You can see the Resh and the Beis. That people want to feel great about themselves, and sometimes our learning, chas v'shalom, can be masked and motivated by the wrong intentions. In this case, it's specifically so that people will call you Rabbi, Rebbe. There is a drive that people have to feel honored and respected, and to feel these special titles. Sometimes that is actually a great thing, because it motivates people in a positive way. In this case, learning in order to be called Rabbi or Rebbe is not a positive thing. It's all about your own ego, and not about your connection to Hashem. Asapushkansa, then comes the raven. Uperish Rashbam, the Rashbam says Orev, that it's a pushkansa is a raven. Hainu, namely, al yideshi yilmad balaila. He's talking about learning at night. How do we know that? From Milashan Arvis. You can see the letters in Orev and Arvis. The ayin resh and beis is connected. The raven is connected to the nighttime. Comes the raven, which is the night that's coming to be mitakein, to fix our mistakes in regards to dealing with negative music. Ubala, hainu megen alav min anachash v'nizkar la'el. When the raven swallowed the serpent, this is a protection for us from the serpent that has come to swallow our words of Torah. That the raven and or the night is coming to protect us from the evil side that's coming to try to swallow up our divrei Torah. V'salik yasiv b'ilana, and this raven went up on the tree. Perisha Marsha, the Marsha brings Shubachinas Avraham. This tree is the concept of Avraham, Shekasavetzlo, because it says regarding Avraham, and parenthetically, it was in yesterday's Kriyas HaTorah, V'yita Eshel, that Avraham Avinu planted trees. Shehu, that Avraham Avinu is Bechinas Chesed. He's the concept of loving kindness. Hainu Sheachut Shel Chesed, Shenim Shach Alav, Megein Alav Min Anachash Anal. Specifically, this thread of Chesed that is drawn down, that protects us, specifically from the Nachash, from the evil inclination, from that serpent. Tachazi kama nafish chayle de ilana. Come see how strong and powerful this tree must be. Shiraba masmia es atzmo. Shikolkach gavar alenu chasdo. V'afilu al ze yachal hagein. That Rabba was saying, wow, look how strong this tree, meaning avas chesed, the act of chesed, this kindness that's drawn down from the trees that were planted by Avram Avinu, how strong is the acts of kindness that can protect us from all the negative forces. So our alternative reading to the original story would sound something like this. Only through the rectification of the knowledge of birds, meaning our speech, is it really possible to fix our throats. How does one come to rectify this? For this ultimate fix is through learning the Talmud, the 60 houses, meaning the 60 mesechtas, at night. One has to be very careful to not be learning in order to be called rabbi or teacher or any honorifics. Because if you do, then the serpent will come and swallow up your words. But don't worry, because if you're learning Talmud at night, so then the raven, meaning the nighttime, will come and swallow that serpent. Additionally, at night, there's a chut shel chesed, there's a thread of kindness stemming all the way back that was planted, if you will, by Avram Avinu, of kindness that comes down in order to protect us and ground us in all of our spiritual happenings. And this is what will settle us, allow us to understand the connection between the Mishnah in Avos, the first parak in Avos, that every person should make for himself a rabbi, and he should acquire for himself a friend, and he should judge every person favorably. What does it mean? Specifically, that he should fix this concept of malchus. When you fix the malchus, meaning there's a recognition that there's someone above me. There is a king. It is not that I am the end-all, be-all, and the buck stops with me. But rather, there's a recognition of someone above. When you make for yourself a rabbi, it's not just that now we know how to act and to whom to call, but also there's a recognition of someone is above me. So that sense of malchus is strengthened. When we're missing that, so then something's off a little bit. When you raise the level of malchus, parenthetically, a yarmulke, why is a yarmulke spelled with an R? If you read it out in English, yarmulke. One of the reasons is because you break it up into Aramaic, yare malchus. There's a fear of the king. There is a recognition that something is above me, and that's very much ingrained in part of the Jewish experience. V'zeh al yidei k'nei l'chachaver, and this is done through acquiring for yourself a friend. What does he mean? Hainu al yidei k'ne. That k'ne, we see the same two letters, the kuf and the nun. Kane means windpipe. Shakol yotzi mimenu, that the voice emanates from. So it's not simply to purchase a friend, but also to recognize something's going on with your windpipe. Shemechaber hashnei kruvim lios panim befanim, as the pasuk says, kema'ar ish veloyos. And when you focus on this internal idea of connecting people and the Jewish people coming together that is connected to the throat, this joins the two cherubim, the two cherubs, so that they're face to face. The Kruvim come up all throughout Tanakh, as well as many of the Midrashim, but in short, for us to know that when they're facing each other, these angelic-like beings, when they're facing each other, so then the Jewish people are in a good place. They're doing what it is that they're supposed to be doing. And when they are, God forbid, facing away from each other, so then something's off that we have to fix. Bizman Shisrael Oisin Ratzono Shamakom. And specifically that they're together, they're facing each other, when the Jewish people are doing what it is that they're supposed to do. V'azai Shisakin Bechinis Malchus Shalom V'yuchal Limshol B'chol Mash Yirtza V'yuchal Lahamis Lazeh Lachayos Lazeh V'nimsa Oilam Charev. That when a person starts to fix his level of malchus, of royalty, of recognition of the one above, he's then able to rule over all that he desires. He's literally able to create life and death. He makes real decisions. Similar to a king, that a king has ultimate choice of life or death. When a person is tapped into malchus, he also has this unbelievable power. When a person taps into this unbelievable power, it can create an olam charev, which literally means a sword world, but a world of destruction and death and tragedy. That's not something that we want. This power of malchus, as it is continued to be fixed, a person has to be so careful about their choices, about their recognition of the person above me, the aselach harav, there's a rabbi, there's a person above me, and the more that we recognize someone is above me, the greater our recognition of the Hashem that is above us always. Lezamar, and this is where it says, Vavedan es kol adam l'chafschus. When the Mishnah says to judge everyone favorably, Shitzarech ledun es kol adam l'chafschus, that it's necessary to judge everyone favorably, ki because, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz b'chorban oilam, Hashem did not create the world in order to destroy it. Ki lo soyhu vara, that it was not created to be a nothingness, a wasteland. L'sheves yitzarech, it was created for us to dwell in. When you judge people favorably, it can destroy them. That's this concept of malchus, that you have an ultimate yes or no, off with his head, God forbid, or let's build this person and make him part of the royal family. When you judge someone favorably, you build him up. When you, God forbid, judge someone negatively, you bring destruction to that person. It's not something we want. Hashem created the world for us to dwell in peacefully and happily, not, God forbid, the opposite. I'm looking forward to continuing in the third Torah in the next installment. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.